quit messing around. I don't want to hear excuses. I just want to hear your voice. Why doesn't matter. It's right here. And right now, you have to face me. Because you've been beating around the bush, avoiding me lately. And why is that? Why did you think for a second I wouldn't come looking? You're mine. Just like you've always been. So why now? Why like this? Why without a single word? Would you leave my side like that? Look at me. Look at me. That's what you're thinking of right now. Mouth, skin, and eyes. Barely able to keep contact with me. You look almost nervous. Is that the word for it? Guilty, I wonder. No, I trust you. I have from the start. You wouldn't betray me, would you? You wouldn't leave me. Because I'm the best you've ever had. I know there's no one better. But hearing you say it does make a smile come to my face. So, why then did you run away? Is this a game of cat and mouse I wasn't told about? Or are you just evasive today? Shy? No, it doesn't add up. Shh, not like that. That's not how you ask. If you want my attention, and if you want my time, then you best make it worth my while. I want to hear it from your lips. Not like that. Shh. I want to feel it. Still as much of a fucking pushover. And even then, that's all it takes. One push of your buttons, and you go and fizzle out like that. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for this side of you. The side you show everyone else is so much less interesting. You know that. I've only ever gotten to see the real you. When your back is against the wall, your eyes can't drift away. Shh. No protesting now. It'd just make you look like a liar. And even then, you're terrible at that, you know that? Oh, come on. You haven't fooled me since we started this thing that can't even be called dating. What is it? Wish fulfillment? Or just a toxic relationship? I go back and forth. With every time I run my hands through your hair, or every time I hold you closer than close, when I claim what's rightfully mine, does it mean I'm toxic? Does it mean I'm too much? And yet, you've never once not come waltzing back until today. So what is it? Have I lost my appeal? Or are you just that difficult today? Look, honey, care what the answer is. I just want to know if you have a cure for me, because I'm not buying it. And I don't think you would either, even if the words came out of your mouth. So why even pretend? Why pretend with that holier-than-thou attitude that somehow, some way, you could ever get away from me? That you'd ever want to get away from me? That's what makes it so interesting, don't you know? That even if we cut this messed up thing we call love, keeps drawing us back. If you can say that much, then you can do something else too. Look at me. Don't look away. That's right. This is what you needed more than anything. And this is who you are. The real you, isn't it? It's your words, not mine. So don't say I'm manipulative when you're the one who always drags me to your bed. Is that how you'd like to put it? Something dark and ominous, and yet so unbelievably sexy. Isn't that how it feels? This love that should never have been called that. Does it make you feel better about yourself when you put it like that? Am I your boyfriend? Or am I something a lot more dangerous than that? How many times today? How many times yesterday? How many times can't you escape that feeling of wanting more? Needing more. I love that look on your face. You don't even know what's going on half the time. And yet you still need it almost as much as I do. That feeling of desire that you can't separate from those times like that. No. Misrepresenting it. I want the truth. And the only way you get there is if all those pesky walls fall to the wayside. And everything just becomes a mess like it always is for us. I know you love that mess. And I do too. Oh, do I ever. Every time I see you like this, every time we meet like this, not a single person in our lives approving, everyone giving us red flags about each other, and yet we keep coming back. Don't you dare make an excuse right now. If you're just as bad as me, then you understand just as well. Yeah, that's it. The honesty always comes out. And I am just as bad as you. Lying here. Feeling you. Hearing your breath. Watching your gaze. Always evasive of my own. And when our eyes do meet, there's something that happens. A connection. But not the normal kind, no. A connection that just feels once in a lifetime. And I trust that feeling. Shh. No. Even if I could, and sink my fangs into your throat. I'd still keep them there as a lovely reminder that you belong to me. That everything we've been through just now and a year ago has been for the better, not the worst. And they say marriage is cynical. I don't even need that. Some vow under some god I don't believe in a place I don't need in the slightest. Fess up. What do you need right now? What do you want right now? What is this uncanny way we always fall into each other's arms? Always lip locked. Right. Glazed over. In a feeling of intense desire you can't get anywhere else. What am I to you? Shall we find out? I think that's the only way I or you would be satisfied. If nothing else, this way, no one's holding back. Not an ounce of hesitation in those eyes. Tell me, babe, does it look like I would hesitate for anything? To ravage every thought, every feeling from your being. A touch up your side, a feeling of that breaking heart all to my own. And if we see the cracks forming, I can shatter it and just to pick up the pieces again. Isn't that what we are? I'm glad you agree that honesty goes a long way. Don't you think? And don't even try and backtrack now. No. That wouldn't be even close to honest enough. And then, what would I do right now? I know you can't tell. But does that really matter? Does any of this matter like that? The only thing I care about are those lips saying my name. And the rest of you. I'll take care of that. Stay still like a statue. Oh, you would talk back right then. And I love it. That bite in your words, and yet you fall. Frail as can be in my arms. When I grab you, you don't push away. You pull me in. Face it, baby boy. You want this. You want me all over you. You want every inch of your body ravaged by me, however I see fit. And that's what makes it so toxic, isn't it? That when I whisper in your ear like this, and you gasp for air, excitedly clutching your hands, or my hands clutch your ass in handfuls, wanting more. That's what I've desired from the start. I don't care, baby boy. if my intentions are good or terrible. I just care that I'm the one that gets to make you realize them. Shh. Hands against the door. Just like that. And then you say my name. With what? What do you say after that? Please. That's all you could think of. Please, what? Please, you. Please. What? I want specifics. But you're lucky my patience isn't the best today. And that body of yours always makes me lose a piece of my mind. And wait, I can't get it back. Lucky for you, my toxic trait is never knowing when to stop or start, and just going with whatever carnal impulses I have, yes. So they were on my tongue, up your neck, and I nibble on that cute little ear. You don't know how to react, do you? Shh, that's not my name, and that's not what I want to hear. You feel it, huh? Yeah. Those fingers reaching down. Who does this belong to? Who does it belong to, baby? That's it. That's the way I like to hear my name. When you're raw. Cock is grabbed in my hands. You just don't know what to do but comply. And I fucking love that. Someone wasn't being completely honest. Very. Turn on my fingers inside that tight little ass, and you're already this turned on. You're already this begging for it. This is what you want. This is what you want. This is what you need, huh? Come on, show me then, baby. Show me what you look like when you can't control that mind. When it melts in front of me and all you think about is me. That's all I want you to think about. It feels me. And look at how hard you've made me, yeah? Rubbing against that cute lower back, huh? Yeah. You love that, don't you? Don't you, baby? Don't you, baby? You need something more than fingers. I can tell with a glance. How badly do you want this cock inside you? How fucking badly do you think of it? Say my name, baby. Say my fucking name. Yeah? It's how submissive and breathable you are right now. What? I can't use a few words of my own, and you look at me like that. Don't bother acting. I know you will love it. And you haven't even gotten the full experience. Slowly. You take dicks so fucking well. Yeah, you're gonna thank me for it. Yeah, baby, thank me for it. Thank me for stuffing your slutty little ass so full. Thank me, baby, yeah? 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 Yeah, baby. That wasn't a good enough bag, but I'll take it. Now say my fucking name, baby, yeah? Yeah? You love my fucking cock? Yeah? You won't run away again? You'll stay with me in this toxic fucking place forever and ever? Those other fuckers, only me. Yeah, thank me for fucking you. Yeah, oh yeah, you want it that bad, huh? You want it all deep inside, don't you? Yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah. Good enough. Or was it? Oh yeah. Yeah, baby. Oh, you beg like a little slut. Just for me. You shouldn't have. Oh, don't stop, baby. Not stop, baby. You feel me? Yeah. 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 Mine. your neck. You're never sharing or even thinking of letting you go. That's why I'm the worst. But darling, you know I'm the best. Fuck it. Maybe you make me believe that we could be more than this toxic relationship of fucking and loving and hating and everything in between. But would you really want to change it, baby? Would you really want to escape if you could? Because you always end up back in my arms. With my cock inside you and your eyes half lit. Just like right now. That's why you're the best. We're compatible and all so good. Even if we're so bad too. We're the worst, but that makes us the best, doesn't it, baby? Yes, it does. Yes, it fucking does.